This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of incrementally get better week by week by week. What have you seen from the group and kind of what has been, has there been anything that's been kind of the linchpin to that improvement?
Well, that's a good one. I think it's probably been for a while. It was in camp, and we're working through, and we had some injuries and trying to, you know, still work through that, and we're still, you know, doing some rotating at the tackle spot, and that's not the worst thing, you know, to have guys in depth and going, but I thought Nick and Sam and you know, Tyler inside were really strong all the way through to make sure when we have our chances and get our runs and completions high like they were today, that gives us a real advantage, you know, because then time of possession shifts and ways that you can go through that. So although it's no huddle, there's a lot of attacking and tempo and way we can change some of that. And it makes it difficult to prepare for, honestly, because there's no huddle and then you're changing tempos and then you huddle and come out with different groups. So the guys have really been putting in the work. It's a lot to go through to get the guys ready for the week. But like I said, for the big guys, that was our kind of day.
Yeah, I like what he said there, because it's been true really in all four games. You know, we saw it back in the preseason, remember, in that first preseason game, the no huddle, not necessarily to go up tempo, but sometimes to go up tempo, sometimes not to go up tempo. Sometimes they huddle. Sometimes they play very quickly. This is only achievable with a quarterback that has real high IQ as a football player, and real poise and the ability clearly to learn quickly. I mean, this is quick study stuff. And yes, I am sure there are elements to this offense that are simplified, and as they should be, that's good coaching with a young quarterback, but you don't have to have that for this guy. And I like a lot of what they've done. And the offensive line has been, you know, like you said, they felt good about their interior with Biotis and Allegretti and Cosmi, and then the tackles. I still don't have the snap count. I can go pull it up, though. At this point, it's up. But I'm going to assume that Coleman and Lucas both played a lot. I don't know if it was a complete switching out, but they were both in there a bunch. Here, I do want to look at that to see what they did yesterday with the tackles.
It was 59-49, 37-35 split.
Yeah, 51-49. Yeah, 51-40, almost dead even. Lucas, 37 snaps at tackle. Coleman, 35 snaps a tackle. I should mention this too. I don't know if I did this. I don't think I did. The receivers are committed to blocking too. Noah Brown's block sealing the edge on the 9-yard QB counter for a touchdown was outstanding. All right, your turn. What did you think? 301-230-0980. We don't talk on this show on, you know, September 30th about how we're really excited about 2025 and 2026 and what Jaden can be. He's him now, right now. And this team offensively has been unstoppable. There are better opponents coming, no doubt, on defense. But this season is totally in play nearly a quarter through it. Let's start with Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
What's up, Anthony?
So I want to channel Harry Douglas for a second.
That, what did he say?
Boy, he has a segment on ESPN called That Boy Bad.
The receiver, right?
You don't know about it. Yeah, the receiver. Okay. He did the Defenders games also. But let me interject a little bit of reality. with all the turnover of the roster, the holes that need to be filled, I've been of the mindset that any success for this year and next year is all gravy. Come the third year, they better be ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Now I'm excited about what's going on and everything, but it's obvious we need a freak on the, either the defensive line or in the backfield to go with Lubu, and we need some corners. So keep the enthusiasm, but look at it from a reality standpoint. We still have a lot of holes to fill.
Yes, but the reality also includes you may have a quarterback playing at an elite level right now. Actually, he is playing at an elite level right now. And that carries the day in 2024 in the NFL. And you're in sole possession of first place. And I hear you. I understand what they need. I mean, when we get to whenever the final day of the season is, hopefully sometime in mid to late January, and that's optimistic. I think they've got limitations, clearly. And I want to see it against much better teams, too, before we get overly excited. Bottom line is they beat a pretty good team on Monday night in a game that team desperately needed to get. That was a memorable win. But I know when we get to mid to late January, we're going to be talking about corner. We're going to be talking about pass rusher. We may be talking about receiver. But not on September 30th. They're 3-1. They got a big home game. If they can beat, is Deshaun Watson potentially going to get benched? Did I read that? Jameis Winston.
It'd be Jameis, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it would be Jameis.
Let's go to Ray and Frederick. Ray, go ahead.
All right, bye.
Be $12, please.
Got to turn down your radio, Ray.
Hey. Sorry,
Kevin. You're on, Ray.
A couple of things.
Yep.
Okay, number one, did you see the Wildcat play? I love that play.
Yep, they've run it a couple times this season. Brian Robinson Jr., yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and it looks like we have our Kobe, because if he is playing and doing the back stuff that he's doing, nothing can stop him, nothing. And I think that's the greatest thing. We're going to get a statue very soon if he continues to play. Thank you, Kevin, for taking my call.
Okay, Ray. Let's go to Kenny in Charlotte. Kenny, go ahead.
What's up, Kev?
Hey, Kenny. What's going on, man?
Ain't too much, man. I want to give a quick shout out to some unsung heroes like Anthony Lynn because of the running
game. Great call.
Yes. As well as I think there needs to be some sort of mea culpa across the board as it pertains to the onslaught against the offensive line preseason, and the coach that came from the Giants, who everybody questioned why.
Yeah,
you know, Johnson. Was he hired?
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I feel like now within four games it's pretty easy to say that, you know, that was a mistake, you know what I mean, or just a bad call overall. I'm happy about, you know, what they're doing. And one of the things that I want to ask you personally is, what do you say to all of those people that said, you know, Quinn was just another Rivera? Analytically, because there were so many similarities between Quinn and Rivera, what would you say is the single most difference as to, you know, because they're so much alike, why is Quinn winning and Rivera not? Or didn't?
Because Rivera worked for Dan Snyder, and Dan Quinn isn't.
Wow.
It's that simple.
That simple?
Now, we can get into, you know, Rivera, you know, maybe the game passed him a little bit, maybe he wasn't good in this area, etc. No one who ever came here and worked for Dan Snyder succeeded. Nobody. Not even Joe Gibbs, who had a losing record. Everybody left looking worse than when they came in. Ron Rivera was not a terrible head coach in Carolina. Ron Rivera came in, remember, too, the single easiest answer is he worked for Snyder, Quinn isn't. Second easiest part of the answer is Ron Rivera wasn't the head coach. He was the head coach. He was the general manager. He was the face of the franchise during a horrific stretch. And that's saying something because it was all horrific over 25 years. Quinn's in a stable organization with a general manager, a supportive owner, and he's being asked to coach the team. That sums it up, I think, pretty much. Thanks for the call. Let's go to G. G from the shop. What's up, Shawty?
Man, we like that, Shawty. Man, we like that. And somebody called talking about we got a lot of holes and what's the difference between Ron Rivera and Dan Quinn. This is the first time we done looked prepared in September, man. We look like a football team that be really getting coached in practice for the games, man. We look prepared, Ken. September, it took Ron Rivera till like the middle of November to look like they even practiced at all. And
we don't have to talk about Rivera. Let's just focus on this team right now. We got a team that is a legitimate playoff contender.
I ain't saying all that right now because, you know, it's week to week. We got Cleveland. I'm on the Doc Walker joint. We got Cleveland. That's all we worried about right now. Thinking about playoffs.
Nobody does week to week better than me. But we don't need to go back and talk about Rivera and what he didn't do. That's yesterday's news. Let's focus on this team right now, which right now has one of the best offenses in the league and a quarterback playing at an elite level.
No, we do got to bring it up for the simple fact Ron Rivera had high contracts on the roster. He had quarterbacks bringing in every daggone season. We didn't play break the bank in free agency this year. We got people that was affordable and that we could plug in and play right away to get us through this year. We ain't break the bank for no high-priced free agents, but that's what I'm talking about. We look prepared with these people that we paid in the bargain bin. Man, I called Brian Robinson to have 100 yards. Cliff Kingsbury went on the revenge tour out Arizona. It looked like Jaden is doing a revenge tour against any Heisman Trophy winner. He plans on putting up high school basketball numbers. We put up 80 points in the last two games, man. Hey, man, I'm not tempering nothing. I'm not coming back to reality. I'm living in reality right now, and I'm juiced because we like that. We finally like that, and they can do all the adjusting in the world, but they ain't figured out how to shut Lamar Jackson down on the daily. So we got one of them ones. I love it, Kevin. Hail to the Redskins, and man, rest in peace, Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, my God. I when Denton broke that news, that's so sad. For those of you just joining, Dikembe Mutombo passed away, brain cancer, at the age of 58 years old.
Breaks my
Georgetown
heart.
Legend.
Breaks my heart, Kevin, because
I know
you a Maryland dude, but
I know too many people in that Georgetown family, and I know that this one hits hard for sure.
No, it hits hard because he helped raise me. I was a little kid going to the Georgetown games, watching Alonzo Mourning and Mutombo start together, man. So, man, don't raise me, man. Prayers to the Mutombo family.
Yeah.
Love you, Ken.
I'm with you. By the way, just switching subjects, and that's so sad. And heartfelt sympathies to everybody, you know, in that Georgetown family, for sure. But I'm just trying to think real quickly. They opened up with a Heisman Trophy winner in Baker Mayfield, right? Week two, they didn't play a Heisman Trophy winner. Week three, they did in Joe Burrow. Yesterday, they did in Kyler Murray. Deshaun Watson was not a Heisman Trophy winner, but if Jameis Winston starts, it'll be another Heisman Trophy winner, followed by Lamar Jackson, another Heisman winner. And who knows, maybe Bryce Young will be back in the lineup for the Panthers. That would be another Heisman winner, followed by Caleb Williams, which would be another Heisman winner. There's no way any team's ever played or potentially had in the offing this many Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks on their schedule. And, of course, their own quarterback is a Heisman Trophy winner. Deshaun Watson didn't win it, right? That was a was that Lamar Jackson?
Yeah.
Or was that Marcus?
Lamar beat Deshaun Watson in the year that they were close.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy, isn't it? Let's go to Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, and also real quick, that's devastating about the Kevin Mutombo. I've always loved Coach Thompson, all the guys he coached. I mean, oh my God, 58 years old. Jeez Louise. All right, what I like, you know, it's only his fourth game, and I'm taking it one game at a time as you do. Jaden Daniels continues to shine. He's not making too many mistakes. And when he has to go to plan B, that works well too, when he has to run the ball instead of having to throw a pass. Brian Robinson continues to be a workhorse. And by the way, can we please tip our hat to Cliff Kingsbury? I mean, how great has he been calling plays and mix it up? And he even did a wild card to Robinson yesterday too. Frankie Louvu continues to shine. I love Frankie Louvu just as much as you do, Kevin. He has been a disruptor on there. Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne, I mean, they came out this week. They were able to shut down Kyler Murray week by week. What I didn't like, and I'm really stressed out about this, Kevin, the running game against us. Oh, my God, Kevin. After last night watching Baltimore light up against Buffalo, that is not going to be fun in 2 weeks, and who knows what happens against Cleveland. And side note, can we please take the time to go back for a second? Dan Quinn and Adam Pearce were hired here, and they said they're ready to win right now. We're like, wait a minute, it's going to take a while after what we just went through. But, and again, it's early, week by week. But look what they've done, and they're showing this is what we got. This is the roster we have. We put this together. We're ready to go right here, right now. I always have the Joe Gibbs mentality of taking one game at a time. It's going to be another tough couple weeks coming up. But right now I like what I see. We'll see what happens coming up because Cleveland, Baltimore will be tough, and then we got Pittsburgh and Philadelphia come November. So we'll see what happens. But take care, Kevin.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. The run defense is, like, you look at Baltimore, and so the last couple of games we've said, all right, the best defense will be our offense to keep our defense off the field, especially when we were playing, you know, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase as an example. You know what teams are going to start saying about Washington is we have to stay on the field offensively. We don't want to face their offense. And they've got a way to stay on the field, and that is to lean heavily on the run when they can lean heavily on the run. Cleveland's run game has been sort of a mix of Jerome Ford and Deshaun Watson. They don't have Nick Chubb back yet. And then Baltimore, of course, I mean, they rushed for 271 yards last night against Buffalo. I mean, Derrick Henry, by the way, he should be right now climbing the board on MVP conversation. Derrick Henry, 24 carries, 99 last night with our dual threat quarterback who just ran for 9 yards per carry as well. His last two games, Derrick Henry's gone 49 carries for 350 yards in the last two games. That's two games away, though. Let's go to Eric, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Sam. I love your show. Hey, I really think Jalen got a good chance at the MVP. I think we're going to keep it up. I can't see us really losing more than six games, to be honest, and that's probably going to be the Eagles, Falcons, Ravens, Saints, and maybe one more unexpected. And those games are all winnable for us. And I want to hear what you think about trading John Allen and what we might can get back for returning.
All right. Thanks for the call, Eric. None of these – we talk about this all the time for years now. Every week is a new week in the NFL. However, you know, this is a situation where I think it was Ernie Accorsi who said, when we get on the bus with Johnny Unitas, we know we got a dude that we can win with. And right now, for the first time in a long, long time, when they get on the team bus from the team hotel and they start heading to the stadium, they got a dude that plays quarterback that they all are super confident in. There's nobody on the schedule that they're not going to have a chance against with this guy playing at this level at quarterback. Are there better teams? Yes. Are there ways to attack Washington defensively? Of course. But we're getting way ahead of ourselves. It's like Cleveland beat the Browns at home. You're favored to win that game. Cleveland, you know, has some turmoil for sure with Deshaun Watson. By the way, you got Philly on the schedule twice. That place may be about to erupt with Nick Sirianni and company up there. Lots of things look, you know, right now favorable, but it changes in the NFL. We understand that. But, you know, the talent and the production from the quarterback, there will be a couple of games, I'm sure, where we say, ugh, all right, rookie quarterback. We haven't had that game yet through four. Let's go to Dan in Laurel. Dan, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Dan.
Dan, we got some issues with your phone.
I was having fun.
Hold on.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Dan, we missed the beginning. Go ahead.
Here I am. Here I am. You got me?
Gotcha.
You got me? All right. Anyway, that game was super fun. I loved watching it. I loved watching that dude. JD Daniels. Damn, that guy can flow like water. That guy was like air, dude. And I want to say, ha-ha to Snyder. Ha-ha to Snyder, because, first of all, hail to the team formerly known as the Redskins. Because that Dan Snyder took the Redskins name, and I'm not going to get over it. So I'm going to talk about it every day I can to all the people I can. But anyway, ha-ha, poetic justice.
Okay.
The new owners. The new season got a franchise quarterback, something you never could do. So, ha ha, eat that. Okay. And good night.
All right. Thanks, Dan, for the call. Let's go to Walter and Laurel. Walter, go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello, you guys.
We're struggling with the calls here. I can't, on the day after an absolute flawless performance with a quarterback that has had an historic start. Got to get some enthusiasm with these calls. No ha-ha Snyder. Who cares about him right now?
Yeah, who cares, right?
He would not have picked Daniels, that's for sure. He would have wanted to pick the local kid who played well yesterday for Chicago. Go ahead, Walter.
They would have ruined it, and they would have ruined Daniels as well. But I haven't been on here for a while, Kevin. But, yes, I'm back. And you know what? I'm all in like you. Let's think about the now and what they're doing now, because from one season to the next, things can change. And if you're doing the right things like Dan Quinn is, and the OC, of course, and the players are literally, you know, getting into this and chiming in and getting their daily routines in with Jaden Daniels as the commander, I think everything else is going to fall in place like it has been week to week, like these guys say. But I'm with it. I'm on it. Let's ride the wave. And the other thing I wanted to say was, Kevin, was that even though our success is right now and other people are thinking about the future, this is the future. So whatever's happening now, it's going to get better. Obviously, every week it's gotten better.
We can all assume that this isn't the best that we're going to see. But, you know, I was reading our guy Bill Barnwell earlier this morning. We had Bill on the show on Friday. And, you know, he talked about this, you know, the stat of conversion rates, you know, which measures how often teams take the ball on first down and turn that series of plays into another first down or a touchdown without turning the ball over or punting. And he had the following. He said the Commanders have pulled this off 85.3% of the time this season. And when you compare that to every team since 2007, what they're doing over the first four weeks, it's the fifth best mark for that particular number ever. But here's the most important thing. The top four, the 2021 Chiefs, the 2007 Patriots, the 2020 Packers, okay, and just behind Washington, the 2015 Patriots, the 2019 Ravens, the 2018 Chiefs, and the 2013 Broncos. goes, you know what's what those teams have in common? They're all quarterbacked by Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the future, or more likely quarterbacks that will be in the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, Peyton Manning, and Aaron Rodgers. And now the other team in this conversation, Jaden Daniels. See, it's not just that they're scoring points. It's not just that they've won three games over the Giants, the Bengals, and the Cardinals. It's that what they are doing offensively is such high-level stuff. And I would add, they're not doing it in big explosive plays. They're capable of making big explosive plays, and they've had a couple. But it's just precision, and it's methodical, and it's high-level execution. It's managing the game. It's down and distance management. And then they're capable of overcoming almost anything. They're capable of overcoming first and 20, second and 15. And they're not afraid to overcome those things. There's just a lot that you look at as an NFL fan about what they've done in these first 4 weeks, and you're like, oh my God, like it's ridiculous high-level efficiency and production, and the number one reason for it is the quarterback, and probably the number two reason for it is the coordinator, and they are clearly in sync. Again, will it happen against Baltimore's defense or Cleveland's defense? Myles Garrett did play yesterday. He had two sacks against the Raiders. Will it happen against the Steelers when they play the Steelers? We'll see. They have not played a dominant defense, although Tampa's is pretty good, and they struggled against Tampa. It was the first game. Maybe they'd look different against Tampa, you know, if they had Tampa on the schedule this week. But this is offensive football at an efficiency and a production level like you've only seen from some of the great offensive teams of the last 15 years. It's a small sample size, though. There is that. All right, we got to take a break, right? Let's take one. Stay on the phones. We'll take a few more calls, and then Ben Standing will jump on with us at 12. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
Big one for the Commanders yesterday. They blow out Arizona in the desert 42-14. They're 3-1 for the first time to start a season since 2011. Jaden Daniels, 233 yards passing on 26 of 30. Did have his first interception, also had a passing touchdown to Terry McLaurin. He added 47 yards and a touchdown on 8 carries on the ground. Brian Robinson goes over 100 yards, 21 carries, 101 for him and a touchdown. Jeremy McNichols filling in for Austin Eckler, carried the ball 8 times, scored on 2 of those 8 carries. That's a pretty good ratio to have. The Commanders now sit alone atop the NFC East standings. On Sunday night, just right up 95, the Ravens shred the Buffalo Bills 35-10 to improve to 2-2 on the year, handing Buffalo its first loss of the season. In Major League Baseball, Nationals end their season with a 6-3 loss to the Phillies. They finished the year 71-90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And then some unfortunate news out of the NBA. NBA superstar and Georgetown legend Dikembe Mutombo passed away at the age of 58 due to brain cancer. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.